radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Mr. Sandman. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. I know I said my mailbox location would close December 10th, but I am going to have a two-day leftover sale this Friday and Saturday. I will be there both days to sell off as much as I can before we start moving out Monday. There are still a lot of nice mattresses and beds, as well as odds and ends. My Montgomery locations are having an end-of-year clearance sale. I have a bunch of excess inventory to liquidate, including latex, memory foam, and hybrid mattresses. We just received a few full-size adjustable bases with head and foot adjustments selling for only $3.99, twin longs for only $2.99, and some queen for only $4.49. We have a large selection of twin long mattresses on closeout, and we have split king sheets on sale, as well as some really nice pillows. A new pillow makes a really appreciated present, but a new mattress can be life-changing. We have the area's largest selection of mattresses, always discounted. Come see us Monday through Saturday in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway, and two final sale days in Millbrook, Friday and Saturday. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect holiday gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have kind of a chilly forecast as we head into the nighttime hours tonight. The winds will die down. With partly cloudy skies, the overnight low temperature falls to about 39. Tomorrow, look for another cool day for December. High temperature only in the middle 50s. There could be a shower somewhere in the area tomorrow afternoon, but I think the better rain chances will probably hold off until late Thursday night into Friday. Friday could be, you know, a bit of a soaker in some areas. Then the shower risk ends during the day on Saturday. Temperatures over the weekend will be back in the 60s. In fact, I think the nicest day will be Sunday with plenty of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey.
Hi, kids. Let's learn about pictures with Santa. Hey, there's Santa Claus sitting at the mall. Let's sit on his lap. Looks like a giant furry monster. You scream for your dad.
Joey.
He says, suck it up or you'll get nothing under the tree. But for you, this trauma means decades of therapy. So after all of that talk about stranger danger, it's like, here, kid, go sit on that fat guy's lap so Grandma can have a picture. Barney loves you.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to Happy Hour. It's Talk 93.1 of MWACB Christmas Party tonight at Baumhauer's after the show. For some reason,
Billy
is still in the room. I can't imagine.
And here they are.
Oh, Jed.
Please play. Join.
Greg. You know, we got serious things going on.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like, you know, this whole Inspector General hearing.
Oh, that.
Lindsey Graham laid it out beautifully.
I thought he exonerated her. Why are they having a hearing? He said everybody did nothing.
Oh, no, that's what he said in 400 pages over and over again. It was like punishment after class writing on a chalkboard.
I described it as a term paper. That's what it looked like to me. Sounded like to me.
But all this serious crap going on, and you're playing Barney?
Mm-hmm.
Consider it my gift to you.
Mm-hmm. Screw off.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
No.
I
haven't seen you. You and your new life with your
show. You know. Well, but I'm thinking enough people have asked. I'll be a bum hour tonight.
Yeah.
Yay.
Wow. Joey's coming to the party.
Have you been getting high?
If you haven't, I'll help you.
What was that question? I don't have headphones on.
Oh, he doesn't have headphones.
So, because usually when I walk in here at 3 o'clock, the first thing I hear is... as
Joey
makes for the door.
Well, I am going to make for the door and get out of here so I can get to Baumhauer's tonight.
Are you going to wear your blazers?
You have really become a fashion plate.
I think it's so dapper.
Ever since you divorced me.
Yeah.
It's like you're...
has just shot up in the world.
I mean, you are a new man.
Greg, you were holding back his fashion sense.
I must have been a bad
influence.
But
Joey was holding you back, too, because now you have the white shirt.
It is crisp.
And the sweater.
There are two vests.
You do look
there are
good
two
today.
Vests today. It's a double vest day.
You look great.
It's the Miami Vice.
It's like Christmas. One professional and one's here to party.
But it's like, did you get dressed this morning and put on one vest and be like, you know what? That's not enough vest.
We need to know.
It's like an Australian Christmas. It's like the Crocodile Hunter.
No, like one's fashion, one's utility.
Yeah, this is utility.
Oh,
yeah,
it's like purse pants, but not. It's like
Santa went on safari.
Yeah, it's like your man vest. Right. It holds all your things.
Well, it'll be great to see it tonight.
Yeah. Isn't it great when I stick around?
Yeah.
I'm very happy.
I like it.
We do.
I've had problems lately.
Yeah. Wait, what kind of problem?
Oh, it's not one of those kind of problems.
Oh,
that you
good.
Send, you know, go to those Roman websites and do what? No,
I was about to say, hymns or something, or I don't know. Yeah, good.
No.
Well, I'm looking out for you, bro.
No, I don't know what it is. I have not been able to doze off for a half hour, 40 minutes after the morning show like I usually do. And so, you come in and like I'm on low batteries.
Your mind's on overdrive.
Well, how was that you put it that I need to defrag my hard drive?
Yes.
Is anybody out there willing to help me defrag my hard drive?
Yeah.
Thank you for your enthusiastic response.
Baumhauer's will do the trick.
All right, let's hear it for Joey.
Woo. Please clap.
Hi, Joey.
I'll buy you your first beer tonight.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Yeah! See you later.
Where do we go with this? It's not just a full hard drive. It's like I'm becoming a newsophobe because it's just...
Which is a problem in your current profession.
It certainly is. Lindsey Graham blasts Obama's FBI's Russian collusion hoax, massive criminal conspiracy, threatens to discontinue FISA court unless correction action is taken. I sure hope this is going where it seems to be going. And Ted Cruz just, wow. He was on fire today. I'd like to play a little of that that video. Go to Liberty Daily. That's a good website for conservative folk to check out. So how's everybody?
Wonderful.
Great. Awesome.
Hi, Dana.
Hi. I know. I walked into like quite the crowd.
I know. Joey was still here. Oh, look. Here's your beverage.
Yeah, that's not here, by the way. The beverage is not here.
Not here.
Because we...
Definitely not. No food and beverages.
Yeah, there's a sign.
We had the same sign in my studios in Florida, too.
How did that work?
We were totally compliant.
Absolutely. I think there are a lot of adjectives to describe us. Compliant. Usually not one.
What are you looking at over there?
I had a couple of things that came in earlier this week that I wanted.
How are the file folders working out?
They work out great when he uses them.
Hey, let's talk about this. How about Greta Thunberg as Time Magazine's Person of the Year?
Yeah.
Isn't that great that the liberals are worshiping a 16-year-old kid with
Okay, well, but do you remember, like, the leader of Myanmar right now, of Myanmar, the woman, she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in, like, the 90s, and now she's responsible for the Rohingya genocide. So, yeah. You know, task in turn.
Hitler was Time's Man of the Year twice, I think, in the 30s. Mm-hmm. So they know how to pick them.
I don't put a lot of weight into...
No, it's nobody reads Time. That used to be a thing. Time...
It's not a thing.
Don't do it. I don't subscribe to Sports Illustrated because the world of sports has been infiltrated by blue check sports writers who
it's
are
no longer a thing.
No.
Everyone always subscribes to Sports Illustrated for the one issue. Let's just be honest.
Can I tell you a lame ass story about that?
Sure.
This is going to be an absolute reflection of how ancient I am. When I was I know that it was in January of 67 because Stan Mikita was on the cover and I'd walked up to the local drugstore. And since I was a Chicago Blackhawk fan, I bought the magazine to read about Stan Mikita, who was a pretty good player before hockey got all about violence and all that stuff. And inside was a card that said, you can get a whole year of Sports Illustrated for $2.97. So...
But was that a lot of money back then, Greg?
Well,
you know, inflation and all
that. A young teenage kid, you know, that I had to steal a lot of change out of Dad's coin dish to pay for that. Because goodness knows I wasn't going to earn it some way. I was also in that lazy teen phase. So about 3 weeks into my subscription, the swimsuit issue arrives. And I read that cover to cover. It was amazing. But what was funny, the following week, the letters to the editor were all from angry mothers who found this pornography in their kids' possession.
The pornography.
There was no nudity. It was,
you know. I'm pretty sure that if that's all you find in your teenage kid's room, you're doing pretty good.
You should be grateful.
Doing pretty well.
It could be worse.
Yes. Yeah, no, I've heard stories. So that kind of became a thing. I would always look at Sports Illustrated. I didn't subscribe to it after that first year, but I would always look at the issues following the swimsuit issue to read the letters to the editor from the angry moms. Now you can do it online. And now ESPN does this body issue.
Yeah, I've
and
seen that.
That's...
It's odd to me.
It is. It's not sexy. No. It really isn't. The swimsuit issue was kind of sexy. Pretty girls, scantily clad. The body issue, it's all a whole variety of athletes who are, I guess, naked. They just pose them so you can't see the naughty bits.
The naughty bits.
But there's nothing sexy about it.
There's nothing sexy about that.
And knowing ESPN and the liberals that run that, they'll put Megan Rapinoe in it if they haven't done that already, and I don't want to see her. They naked. That's the
You're not her type anyways.
So I've heard. I got a lame-ass story about that, too.
Well, let's hear it.
In fact, it involves a lawyer.
Oh, okay. We're listening.
Who was my de facto agent in radio in my mostly in the 90s. He was very much out of the closet gay guy. And like a lot of gay men, that may have been his choice, but he was hardly what you would call flamboyant. In fact, what was the newspaper in Fort Lauderdale that...
The Sun Sentinel, the Miami Herald?
No. The one that... it was for the gay community. I can't remember it. He ran it. That was his thing.
If you wouldn't have asked me, I probably would have been able to tell you.
But Norm was a big sports fan. He was as normal as could be. That was his thing. And he was a very caring, compassionate person and helped me a lot when I was in big trouble. So we were at some kind of an event, and he introduced me to a friend
happened to be a girl
who was really, really pretty, and she was very flirtatious with me. And I asked for her number, and I was going to take her out. We talked on the phone, and she said, well, I'm actually gay. And I said, oh, well, I thought maybe I'd be able to get you to jump the fence or something like that. In a joking, lighthearted manner.
Right. She got upset.
I didn't say, what's wrong with you? How can you renounce a heterosexual of my caliber? It wasn't anything like that.
Right.
3 days later, the guy downstairs, Rick Peters, he calls me into his office. He was managing the station I was working for then. He says, what's this all about? And I read this letter from her to him saying, blah, 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 just, I mean.
Wow.
Totally. And there was another person that, worked with us, and I said, this is total crap. So I buttonholed another mutual friend that also worked at that same station. And I said, this is mentally ill.
Yeah.
This is absolute mental illness. There was nothing mean.
Because you had no idea that that was lifestyle.
And I would not have asked her out.
Had you known that that was not
And had she not been very, in my take, I'm experienced, openly flirtatious.
Right.
So I wound up with this thing.
Hashtag me too.
Is that what that is?
Greg just like leaves the meeting like, totally misread that situation.
Hey, you learn, right? You learn every day. But I certainly didn't mean to offend her or anybody else. Anyway, where is this thing?
What are you looking for?
It has a sheet of paper that has DT on the top of it.
Delk and Tomlinson.
Right. Boom. Attorneys at law.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be formed is greater than the quality of legal services to be formed by other attorneys.
What did you say?
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
That's what I thought you said.
I just Rain Man'd that because I can never repeat that if Dana would have asked me.
Probably not.
Sometimes I do my job too well. I'm going to play a little of that Ted Cruz
clip. You and me both, Craig.
Oh, is that so? So I was looking, we were talking about Jack Ingram doing their spot this morning, and I was going through the category of vehicles under 10,000, and I did a double take because there was a Ford Fiesta in there with only like 9,000 miles on it, and it was priced under 10. I said, man, that can't possibly last more than a day or two.
Has it already gone?
Well, Mrs. Ritterbuttle was listening, and she loves the Fiesta.
Did she get it?
Well, she said, I love the Fiesta, and especially if it's a manual transmission, because she loves that. So, would you look into it? So, I texted Tip Thames, and I said, can I run some numbers on this? And he said, I think we sold it, because you did such a good job of
it. No!
There'll be others.
There will.
There's always things that fit your specific, and they can find it for you at Jack Ingram. I'm just saying, man, for real value, cars that are reliable, if the Jack Ingram name is on the back end, you know you're buying a winner. And boy, they have a couple of vehicles, Nissan Altimas, under 5,000, that are not that old. Those cars run forever, and they have every safety feature in the book. For a new driver, put that under the tree, or put a tree on top of the car, whatever you need to do. It's all waiting for you, 235 Northeastern Bypass, and online at jackingram.com. Delk and Tomlinson in the house. Our Christmas party tonight at Baumhauer's after the show, and we're going to talk. Rosie and LaDonna Brooks have been behaving in a very surreptitious fashion today. I suspect there are surprises coming.
Surprises?
Yes.
All right, we'll find out what those... Well, I know what a surprise is. That's when something unexpected happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's when that event occurs and you go...
Oh, what a surprise!
That's Kellyanne Conway's husband, the modern-day Ralph Cramden. Scott?
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
At Marguerite's, yes, we are still custom designing. At Marguerite's, yes, we will take in any trade towards anything you purchase from at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, yes, we have financing. At Marguerite's, we have layaway. At Marguerite's, we have the highest quality. We feature the Forevermark diamonds. We're partners with De Beers, and we do it at the very best price. So you have everything rolled into one at Marguerite's. Let us be your Christmas headquarters. Whatever gifts you have in mind, we're going to find it for you. We also have Antiglass, beautiful tableware, as well as diamonds and jewels. We're open every day till Christmas. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Deck the halls with gifts from Boot Barn. Put Dan Post boots under the tree. Handcrafted with premium leathers and made for comfort. Dan Post boots, all at Boot Barn. Unwrap the West. Unwrap the West with gifts from Boot Barn.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hello, I'm Jerome Davidson, account representative at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Ow, ow, ow!
Wow!
Belt find the shelf, or as we call him here, Pete Booty Giggy Giggy. Saw a story about him.
And his cherubic face.
He's so
a 37-year-old man whose experience amounts to running in a very dubious way a small town in Indiana thinks he's ready to be president. That's like going to the United States Senate for 3 weeks and thinking you're ready to be president.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Oh, I so badly want this whole thing to come down to him ultimately, and I think it will. But where's this Pete Buttigieg? Let's see. This website uses a rather unflattering term. He is now doing better with black voters than Cory Booker. The fact that any black voters are considering any of these people is kind of sad.
The fact that any voters are considering any of these people is alarming.
But they pander, you know. This is all, and Cory Booker has the expectation, well, I am a person of color, so of course you'll vote for me because I remind you of me, or you, yourself. That
should not be a prerequisite.
No, it's not.
But that's exactly how Barack Obama got into office.
Yeah, so. And look, he was running against somebody who, frankly, was not a very electrifying candidate and who made the unfortunate statement, because people are economically ignorant, the fundamentals of our economy are just fine as the Dow is dropping 1,000 points a day and gas prices are at $4.50. What's going on now is just actually amazing.
Speaking of, okay, I thought about it this morning, and I was like, I want to mention this on the show.
Yes.
So as I was getting Steven in the car this morning to drop him off at school and go to work, my mail lady was at the house. And I'm like, that's odd. It's like 7:45, 8 o'clock in the morning. My mail usually doesn't get delivered till late in the afternoon. And so I was having small talk with her, and I said, you're here early. And her response was... Her response was, yeah, I've been delivering mail for 14 years, and this is the busiest Christmas season we have ever had at the post office. Wow. And I said, well, that's good to hear. And she said, we are so busy with online purchases and people shopping that our trucks can't handle the packages. Some of us are having to do double rounds. And I was like,
wow.
Well, that speaks to our economy.
Because the economy just sucks.
But I mean, like, that's amazing. And
it
then
is.
On last Friday night, we were putting up the Christmas tree and getting everything ready. And we saw the UPS truck park in our cul-de-sac, and a U-Haul truck was having to deliver more packages to the U-Haul truck so that they could deliver them.
Yeah, I saw somebody like had rented a U-Haul and just slapped a FedEx.
Yeah, they don't have enough trucks. So anybody telling you that the economy is not booming,
they're nuts. They're in total denial.
It is insane.
In fact, the question that fundamentally got Ronald Reagan reelected in 1984, are you better off today than before?
Mm-hmm.
Only 22% of people in this poll said, no, I'm not. Which means 78% said, yeah.
And how truthful are those 22%?
The fact that they're willing to... And look how the media's tried to... They know that the economy is a big plus for him. And what do they try and do in September and October? Sell us that we're going into a recession.
Right.
Then November comes. Does that look like a recession to you? That incredible...
Well, advertising is usually one of the first things. So have you seen any changes?
Yes.
Positive or negative?
Positive.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We basically, everybody that advertises with me personally, they're small businesses.
Right.
Some sell or offer very essential services, like Clark's with heating and air conditioning. And then you have the, what's the word they use for those kind of choices? There's a term for it.
How many syllables? What does it start with? Can you act it out?
Oh, my God.
It's like charades. It's non-essential. But,
yeah, but it's there's a different word than non-essential.
There is, I know, and I can't think of it either.
It's not disposable income. It is discretionary income.
Discretionary, yeah.
So people like Terry Adams, you know, they're having a good year. And because and what it boils down to is one word, fear. When the economy is stagnant and not growing and they're... I mean, the numbers just a few years ago, people that were afraid to take vacation because they thought their job would be gone when they got back. was staggering. Now that's not happening.
Well, in our line of work, I mean, historically, I guess you could say that November and December are usually the slowest months of the season, like November, December, January, because everybody's during the holidays, there's two things going on. People are happy and they put the BS on the back burner because they don't want to get divorced during the holidays. They're going to suck it up and give it one last Christmas. Or people far outspend their means with regards to having to prove monetarily that they love somebody. So they're out buying gifts they can't afford, putting things on credit so they can't afford to hire a lawyer. So we see like a lull in business usually, like November, December, even January. But then we get a big boom when it's tax season,
right.
People get their tax refund. I can say that this year, I don't think we have seen that kind of real slow, like,
I think it's been a little bit, but it's nothing. It's nothing like in years past. Yeah. I mean, I think it's still there.
We've been steady, and we expect it. We prepare for it, but it hasn't been like crickets, you know, right. Where it's like there's nothing going on.
Right.
So, I mean, I think the economy, that's the true test, is to see what's happening in small businesses, what's happening in like real town America. You know, are people out shopping? Are people spending? Are people going on vacation? Are people hiring small businesses?
This town's been so good to me, and I've told a story. I did not come up here for money. Came up here for opportunity with the hope that I would be able to build something. And I was talking to my tax accountant the other day, and I am rich in all the ways that matter. And I think God's plan for me is to keep working, because me sitting around with nothing to do is a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, watching the Smithsonian Channel, doing nothing.
You know, that's not going to work for me. I talked about this at the Kiwanis Club the other day. I said, you know, it really is what makes us tick, because I've seen people get out of the business and die. It is such No, I'm serious. I can name names. But
and that happens to people who retire too.
But I'm very lucky, because my income trajectory from 2005 to today is all up. But in the last couple of years, it's been a bigger bounce than in previous years, because people are not afraid to spend.
Yeah.
And that's
important.
That's the biggest thing. It's like Brandt always tells us, consumer confidence drives the economy. If people think things are good, it's like we believe a dollar is worth a dollar because we believe it's worth a dollar.
Mm-hmm. But if you think you're going to lose your job next week, you're not going to go out and buy your kid that pony.
Or that jet ski from Terry or whatever.
You know, but I think that's a big misconception. I think people think that people in media are all rich. Like, when you hear people on the radio and, like, people on TV, I think people just assume...
Well, it's like the misconception about doctors and lawyers as well. Like, people think, like, just because you're a doctor or a lawyer, like, you're extremely wealthy. And I know a lot of doctors and lawyers that, like, are not, you know, extremely wealthy people. It's just, I think television and movies makes this whole misconception of reality.
I know. You always see, like, you want your kids to be a doctor or a lawyer.
No, you don't.
I'm like, no. Like, that is not the top.
Oh, it's absolutely true that most of the people that work in Hollywood live paycheck to paycheck. There's very few that are getting, you know, multiple millions of dollars for a film.
And
don't really have to sweat the next thing. But I never take this for granted.
Well, good.
I just don't. So, world, help me. What is the nap thing? That's bothering me. It's affecting me.
The nap thing?
Yeah. Maybe you can help me after this.
Are you taking your oil?
I did.
Maybe you need to up your oil.
Okay, so from like a couple of drops to maybe 4 or 5?
Yeah. I mean, I'd try that for a couple of days and see if that works.
Because even though I'm not home, you know, repairing the garage or doing some enormous manual labor, when the bell strikes two, oh man, you know,
yeah,
I got to reach back for it.
I would definitely up your oil, or like do a cleanse, like just drink nothing but water for a couple days and see if maybe you're having too much caffeine. You don't drink a lot of caffeine though.
Actually, I've cut back.
Yeah.
I have a couple of cups of coffee in the morning, and I switch to decaf at 8 so I can take a nap. But even when I didn't
even
drink
decaf has caffeine in it.
Very small portion.
But still.
Well, we'll figure it all out. We want to get to that Ted Cruz. He had some great moments today. in this horror. And as I put on Facebook, what were they celebrating yesterday? Nobody was exonerated, vindicated, or anything else. And this hearing today is making it quite clear that there was a lot of illegal activity, and we just hope that Durham and Barr, that maybe we'll start. I want some perp walks for Christmas. That's what I want.
Ooh.
337, I mentioned Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. The best thing you can do to guarantee the comfort of you and your family, to make sure you have top-notch plumbing a phone call away, is to join the Clark's Club for $159. You get two full tune-ups on your system, the kind that ended up saving me enormous amounts of money because I didn't know I had grass clippings jamming up the outside unit.
Remember when that happened?
On one hand, I was thrilled. On the other hand, I felt like such a fool for waiting two extra months. That my ineptitude cost me about $300.
I remember the first bill you got. You were so salty. And then the second bill came.
It's got to be lower, right? Didn't exactly happen.
You're so mad.
So don't let this happen to you. Your head exploding over an electric bill. Get with Clark's. Because your AC unit is either the hero or the villain when it comes to your energy costs. 277-2125. Awesome plumbers. A phone call away when you need them. Or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a quick look at the roads. Highway 80, we still have that accident working out in front of the Big Lots Distribution Center. Watch out for emergency vehicles out there as they clean that one up. The boulevard is very busy this afternoon. We have a lot of traffic on I-65, 85 through downtown. We are busy generally everywhere, but we have no other accidents to tell you about at this time. Do all your Christmas shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young American Insurance, and much more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Welcome to the Christmas gift we've all been waiting for, the semifinals of The Masked Singer.
Fox Tonight, five remaining Masked Singers.
Darren Criss.
Tay Diggs.
Brian McKnight.
Two eliminations.
What?
One chance to win a spot in next week's finale.
Amazing.
This is how we do it.
It's The Masked Singer Holiday Semifinals, followed by an all-new Almost Family.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
I really thought I would die of stress long before the cancer, because the diagnosis brought this avalanche of worries. The money, the travel, the burden on the family. One night I called the American Cancer Society, and they helped me map out a plan, got me free rides to chemo and even a free place to stay during treatment. They took away those other fears so I could rest up for the real fight.
Please give at cancer.org.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Vivian writes,
"The grilled nuggets are my son's favorite."
No way. They're our favorite too. What is it about the grilled nuggets that he likes so much?
Each individual grilled nugget has the tiny little grill marks on them that just make it so special and delicious. I don't even know how they get the grill marks, but somehow they do.
No secret there, Vivian. They're right off the grill. Try some grilled nuggets yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonial.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Tuskegee police have identified the person killed in a shooting over the weekend. Police say the victim is 22-year-old Gregory Perry of Tuskegee. The shooting happened on the 900 block of Della Sullins Road. Another person was also shot and taken to the hospital. No word on their condition, no arrest have been made in the case. The infant mortality rate in Alabama is at the lowest in state's history. The decrease occurs among all racial groups. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the rate is at 7 deaths per 1,000 live births in 2018. The Shop Cities Chase is making sure every child gets time with Santa by providing a sensory Santa experience for those families with special needs children. The next sensory Santa experience will happen tomorrow at 6 p.m. and will offer families the opportunity to take photos without background music or spotlights, no lines, and additional time with Santa outside of normal Santa photo hours. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have kind of a chilly forecast as we head into the nighttime hours tonight. The winds will die down. With partly cloudy skies, the overnight low temperature falls to about 39. Tomorrow, look for another cool day for December. High temperature only in the middle 50s. There could be a shower somewhere in the area tomorrow afternoon, but I think the better rain chances will probably hold off until late Thursday night into Friday. Friday could be, you know, a bit of a soaker in some areas. Then the shower risk ends during the day on Saturday. Temperatures over the weekend will be back in the 60s. In fact, I think the nicest day will be Sunday with plenty of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Here, she actually inspired me to play this with the story about the UPS guy. Postal people, they, whatever the hell I'm supposed to say.
Here comes UPS, here comes UPS, they don't carry a sack. Instead, they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, cause UPS comes anyway. Here comes UPS, fireplace a mess, you don't need a sweep. They come to your front door and they don't use your chimney. Stay home, Santa, with your reindeer on this Christmas Eve night. Got all my gifts up on my list, shipped UPS overnight.
344.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
Speaking of UPS, I just had a revelation.
Okay.
Where is that? I used to play this thing all the time. Where did it go?
I don't know, but Revelation, like, that, like, really set you up for something, like, big.
I know. I was what happened?
See, this is where the nap is hurting me because, oh, man.
Oh, man.
I used to have it on a key. Now I can't find it. It was a woman describing an accident. And the guy was injured, and she saw, I thought they were giving the guy UPS.
Yeah.
Oh.
I remember that.
I think she meant to say CPR or something like that. It used to be here. Where the hell did it go? Huh.
The same place that all those other hotkeys went.
You ever heard the PMS crisis hotline?
I don't believe so. I think I would recall something like that.
You two.
I don't know. We've heard a couple PMS clips.
You two have such great senses of humor. I think you'll like. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Sure.
No, that's not it.
I was going to say that.
No, that's not it. I don't know where anything is. I'm losing it right in front of your very eyes.
Wah, wah.
Where did that go? It's the PMS emergency broadcast system. It's got to be here. There it is. No, that's the... Wow, I am losing it. Don't forget to join us at the party tonight. I will be the one on the gurney. here we go. That took long enough.
The following is a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. It is only a test.
What is your problem? Can't you get off that couch and help me around here? I should have listened to my mother. You are no good lazy pig.
I don't know why I married you in the first place. You no good son of a bitch.
This has been a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed not to go home, to check into the nearest motel, and wait 3 to 5 days before returning to your house. Again, this has been only a test of the PMS Emergency Broadcast Network. We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Back to our breaking legal news. And with Dana Dalkin and Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house, I'd love to get their opinions on this because technology is also affecting or causing the breakup of marriages. Mm-hmm. Jane Slater of Dallas is a reporter for NFL Network and CBS Sports. She recently tweeted about catching her ex-boyfriend cheating. So, I mean, that movie, it could happen to a husband. Ex-boyfriend got me a Fitbit for Christmas. I loved it. We synced up, motivated each other, didn't hate it when he was unaccounted for at 4 a.m., and his physical activity levels were spiking on the app.
Whoops.
She caught her ex cheating because his Fitbit was tracking him getting it on with someone else in the middle of the night.
Okay, hold on.
Have you heard that one before?
No.
No, but I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, good for her.
Question, is it cheating? And we may talk about this on TV later in the week.
Or maybe I have a feeling my personal opinion is going to say yes.
I'm going to probably go
Is it cheating to kiss someone under the mistletoe?
If it's not your spouse, I'm going to go with yes.
Yes.
See, you are such an incredible moral compass, and I appreciate that. There was a survey done on this very question.
Our survey said
47% of people say they would consider it cheating. 38%.
That's it?
Yeah.
38% of you need, you know.
I mean, come on.
Need some Jesus.
15 aren't sure, so if you put them in the plus column, that's more than
what do you mean you aren't sure? Like,
well,
no, that's definitely.
Okay, so I can get the 15% because here's why. Yes, absolutely.
We don't say here's why.
Because on the count of you want to know why.
That's how we say it.
On the count of you want to know why.
Why?
Because I need more facts. Like, is it a peck kiss? Is it a kiss on the cheek? Is it like a full-on, like, French, like, deep throat kiss? Like,
no, it's a mistletoe kiss. Like, I mean, it's like,
if it's like a tonguing kiss, then you're, if you're like all up in that, then it's absolutely, yeah, no
questions
asked. If
it's lip to lip, like, yeah, but like, I mean,
if it's just like a little,
really? Really, you would be okay with Jared going a little?
You know what?
You know, women know how they have the muscles.
I dare him.
That's exactly it. Like, you would be okay
hey,
with
listen,
that.
Jared, if you're listening.
Women have the facial muscles to pull their lips
dare
to
you.
One side of their face, completely to one side or the other, whether they're left-handed or right-handed, and they know how to do
I
these drive-by kisses.
I can only pull mine to the
drive-by.
You can always tell when a woman really doesn't want contact with you because she pulls her lips over and you end up kissing her earlobe.
Okay, well, I don't think that the European kiss has any place in Montgomery, Alabama.
Really, Dana?
Yes.
And people, who do you think is more forgiving on this mistletoe kiss thing, men or women?
Probably men, because men are more like, I'll just bite my tongue.
Survey said the opposite. The
survey's women, wrong.
Yeah,
Greg.
Well.
I wouldn't forget it. I wouldn't forgive it.
I would say men, too.
I knew you would set us
survey
straight.
Survey is wrong.
Let's talk to Captain John.
Hey, good afternoon. How are y'all doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I just had two little brief things that caught my attention. You know, I like that Jay Quellen bit that you play. I've always liked that. And now it falls to number two. I want the early warning PMS system.
Oh, you like that?
I love that. You have to play that pretty regular. The other thing, on the note where young ladies were talking about the post office delivering out of the ordinary, last Sunday, and I live up in Prattville area, up in Kingston area, they delivered on Sunday. Yeah. I went out to the truck and actually talked to them, asked them, you
know. In the olden days, didn't during Christmas season they deliver twice a day, every day, and I think they did deliver on Sunday in December because they had so much mail. I miss the Christmas card, the snail mail Christmas card.
And like with UPS or FedEx, they will ask you what weekend days can we deliver on, Saturday or Sunday. So they will deliver on both Saturday and Sunday.
I was hoping my new pants would come in time for the party tonight. I lost weight. I ordered new black jeans from my favorite jean manufacturer.
You have a favorite jean manufacturer?
Yeah. David Lloyd or something like that.
I learned
They're
something
cheap,
new about you every day.
Good. Captain John, thank you for the call.
All right, buddy.
Hey, look what I found. You won't believe it.
Well, this is what I see. I seen the cops knocking the truck window out, and I thought they was giving the man UPS. I thought the man was dead. That's the way it was.
I could put that in the roll call, along with accident sound effects. I might get the 10 with something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a long
way. I thought
they
were giving him the UPS.
Yeah. Coming up, we'll find out why humans develop the ability to smile. Would you guys like to hear Merry Christmas, Allah?
Sure. I don't usually want to hear, like, anything to Allah, but for you, Greg, sure.
It's different. I could play it at 5:20 during the silly segment, too.
You're like, or we could just wait for you not to be here. No, I'll hear it.
At 3:52, Delk and Tomlinson in the house, 272-9228, and we have some more relationship stories to run by them and get opinions.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
At Marguerite's, yes, we are still custom designing. At Marguerite's, yes, we will take in any trade towards anything you purchase from at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, yes, we have financing. At Marguerite's, we have layaway. At Marguerite's, we have the highest quality. We feature the Forevermark diamonds. We're partners with De Beers, and we do it the very best price. So you have everything rolled into one at Marguerite's. Let us be your Christmas headquarters. Whatever gifts you have in mind, we're going to find it for you. We also have Antiglass, beautiful tableware, as well as diamonds and jewels. We're open every day till Christmas. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. Thank you.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Gable. And Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Deck the halls with gifts from Boot Barn. Put Dan Post boots under the tree. Handcrafted with premium leathers and made for comfort. Dan Post boots, all at Boot Barn. Unwrap the West. Unwrap the West with gifts from Boot Barn.
Friday the 13th at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 at BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch beginning Friday the 13th at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Only 14 days to Christmas. You have two more weeks to go. Just ignore the credit card and phone bills that you owe.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a very busy boulevard this afternoon. The heaviest traffic is from I-85 back past Woodmere Boulevard to about Vaughan. We're seeing a little congestion, Troy Highway and back in front of Baptist Hospital. We've also got I-65 and 85 loaded now this afternoon, but we have no issues on the interstates right now. All of the 31s in and out of the city are light to moderate traffic. Wherever you go, be careful. We have no accidents at this time. Want to be vehicle, but you got bad credit or no credit? Well, call Steve, the credit medic at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. 334-531-8370. Steve will bring your credit back to life. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Dana Dell, Jacqueline Tomlinson, sidekicking this afternoon with Greg and Rosie. Our Christmas party's at Baumhauer's tonight after the show, and I have my antlers. Is that?
Yes.
Ready to go.
And I have my festive red Christmas vest on with a white shirt.
Along with the safari vest.
Well, no, I'm not wearing that in.
Really? I like the Santa on safari look.
Do you?
I dig it.
See, this is a hard subject to broach, but women are always telling me things that I never knew before, understood. Because you do, I mean, I would think that this detracts from the look, but you kind of dig it. You never know what women are going to like, right, guys? I know you're going to back me up in that 100%. Maybe the most telling thing I found in the news all day today, Rolling Stone magazine. Now, they are as far left as it gets, but their editor today said about the Horowitz report. The report throws water on one deep state conspiracy theory of the Russia investigation, but validates complaints about fake news. From Rolling Stone, somebody finally admitting. Even Andrea Mitchell on MSDNC today said the FBI is guilty of some real seriously bad behavior. So there's a little bit of a wake-up going on. And by the way, when you see the Democrat, also solemn, we have to do this with love in our hearts. We're going to impeach the president, and we're doing it with thought and prayer.
What a bunch of crap.
Total crap.
When is the media going to wake up to the fact that they're complicit?
When are we going to wake up to the fact that the group of people behind that impeachment announcement were all from either New York or California? And if we ever lose the electoral system, God forbid, we will be completely, I think that would bring on a civil war, but we would be under the complete tyranny of two very blue left-wing idiot states.
Well, I'm sure you guys discussed the Nancy Pelosi, like, losing her mind on that reporter on the air.
Oh, a little snap there? Yeah. Nancy, what are you, new
with
to
the... With the, like, shaking and the, like, angry grandma, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
Very, very
so testy. Incredibly hypocritical, though.
But, you know, Nancy didn't want any of this. Nancy